That's right. It is the continuation of the I Love Ann show. And I have a very special guest here with us. He's on crowdfunding and expert. His name is Kendall Americo. Oh, I said it wrong, and he said I could just call him Kendall. Kendall, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you got it right. You absolutely nailed it. It's Americo, which is, and you're one of the few people that ever got it right, so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. So you started this company that has to do with crowdfunding, but it's about random acts of kindness and good deeds, and you raise money for it. Can you explain it to us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we did was, I've been in the business world for many, many years, and I've also been involved with TV and radio for years. And one of the things that you and I both know, Ann, is that you hear a lot of negative, hear a lot of things that are bad news, and people, you know, that's what you get used to. And when you hear that one story, that really good story, the one that makes you smile, the one that makes you feel warm inside, you never hear about it again. And so we thought, you know, let's create a website where when there's people that do good deeds for people, when people do random acts of kindness, when people do something that's special and inspires others, let's do something to reward them, even though they didn't ask for it. And I'll give you an example of what we do at Crowd It Forward, which is my new crowdfunding website where we do random acts of crowdfunding. And here's an example. There was a Marine who was running in a 5K race about a month ago up in Michigan by the name of Miles Kerr. He's a Lance Corporal in the U.S. Marines. He was running with a bunch of his Marine buddies, and they came across a 9-year-old boy who had been separated from his family. The 9-year-old boy looked up at Lance Kerr, Miles Kerr, this wonderful young 19-year-old Marine, and said, "Would you run with me?" Now, Miles Kerr left the rest of his battalion that was running, ran with this little boy, made sure he finished the race, and when the boy finished the race, he let the little boy finish ahead of him so the boy could say he won the race against the Marine. Then he went and reunited him with his family. Now, that's the kind of story. There's a picture of it. It went viral on the internet, and we thought, you know, there's a great example of a young 19-year-old man who was brought up the right way. It makes you feel great to read the story. Let's do something nice for him. He's giving to this country. He's giving service to us. He's protecting us. And he takes the time to do a wonderful act for a 9-year-old boy. So at Crowd It Forward, it's www.crowditforward.com, we created a fund where people can donate $1, $2, $3, anything, just a tiny bit of money. The more people that do it, the more it adds up. And whatever is donated, we're going to take that money and we're going to give it to Miles Kerr in the form of a trip for him and one other person to go run in another 5K race somewhere. We're going to give him a new pair of running shoes, and then anything that's left over, we're going to use to buy running shoes for Marines that are coming home from active duty. That's what Crowd It Forward is all about. It's about doing random acts of crowdfunding for people, even though they never asked for it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's one of those, you know, makes you feel good. You see something good. We go out there and we do something to help those people. It's all tax deductible. We're a 501c3 organization with the IRS, which means every donation is tax deductible. And, you know, the way crowdfunding works, Dan, it's kind of like passing the collection plate in church. If everybody gives a dollar at the end of the day, there's a good chunk of money in there. And the good news is, you know, anybody can spare a dollar, $2, $3 just to say they did something nice for somebody who did something nice. That's what our website, Crowd It Forward, is all about.
You know, you hear stories like where somebody decides to buy a cup of coffee for somebody behind them, right?
Right.
And then somebody else buys the cup of coffee, and one day, I think it was Starbucks, they talked about how many people actually did this before the line ended. And you do hear stuff like that, and it does make you go, wow, there is hope for our country.
There is, and it's, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I'm a Southern boy. I'm here in Florida, and, you know, I grew up with the kind of morals and the kind of background where, you know, you help people out when you can, and you don't ask for anything in return. But the reason we started this Crowd It Forward, it's just like what you were talking about, where people pay it forward. We started Crowd It Forward to do the exact kind of thing. You know, people should get a little bit of a reward, even if they don't ask for it, for doing good things. And it's not just so much because you want to reward them. It's because it makes people then realize, gosh, you know what? I helped somebody out who helped somebody else out. And it's that same type of thing. It's just keep moving it forward, keep doing good things, and hopefully our society just turns into a better place overall when you've got everybody helping each other out like that.
You couldn't be more true about it, because, you know, the newspapers are filled with stories of bad things happening out there, and I think sometimes it just overall makes us feel depressed because we don't see the good things happening out there.
No, and the problem is, once these good things happen, they typically end up, you know, they're on the news, you see it for a minute, and then you don't hear about it again.
Sure.
And the beautiful thing about Crowded Forward is we'll take that news story, like this one about Lance Corporal Miles Kerr, this wonderful Marine, and we'll take that news story and we'll put it on our website so that people can see it again. And then when they donate, you know, $1, $2, $5, $10, they can then take the link and pass it along to everybody they know in emails or in, you know, Facebook or Twitter or however they want to do it. So more and more and more people see it. I mean, already, just we've only been up for about a week, and we only have two of these random acts of crowdfunding up right now. We're already getting this word out to tens of thousands of people that have seen these stories that wouldn't have seen them otherwise. So even if you don't donate, you come on, you see the story, it makes you feel good, you pass it along to other people, you're just perpetuating these good deeds and getting the word out that there are good people in our society doing great things that make this society the great society it is.
Wow. So this is a brand new organization.
Absolutely. We just got started because we wanted to make sure that the IRS would recognize us as a as a tax-deductible, you know, type organization, a nonprofit. So we went
and you got through the process.
Yeah, absolutely. We've heard a lot of bad things about how, you know, the IRS was having some problems with that type of thing, but they loved our concept, and we were approved in literally almost record time. Within a month or so, they approved us because they loved the concept of what we were doing to help people. And so, you know, even the IRS said, hey, this is a great thing. We're going to give you this tax-deductible status. And so every donation, you know, $1, $5, $100, it's all tax-deductible.
Well, that's terrific. Now, how do you find people to donate to?
Well, we find the people that we think make sense, but we also take, you know, on our site, we have a form where you could submit, you know, hey, we heard a great story, we know of somebody who really deserves this. I mean, for example, the second project that we have up was something that was submitted to us from someone outside. It's a young girl who, in Atlanta, pretty close to you, She's right outside of Atlanta. She was homeless for 4 years. Her name is Chalisa Fierce. And Chalisa lived out of cars and lived in homeless shelters with her family for 4 years. She just graduated as the valedictorian of her high school.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister, Chelsea, graduated as the salutatorian of her high school, despite the fact that they were homeless. Now, that is an inspiring story. And we saw that and we said, you know, these poor girls lived in this family. They were homeless for 4 years, living out of cars, studying by the light of their, you know, car light to be able to be valedictorian and salutatorian. We set up a fund on Crowded Forward where people can donate to help them with their college expenses. They're both going to college this month, and we're trying to help them out with their college expenses because, again, it's inspiring. These girls show you you can overcome anything, and it's the kind of story that people need to spread around so that people say, hey, you know what? Everybody that's out there that's going through hard times, there is hope for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's phenomenal. Now, can you donate to the specific cause that you see on your website?
Yes. In fact, when you go to our website, you look at the video that's about the specific cause. For example, there's only two up there right now because we just started. But if you want to donate to the Marine to help him or to give shoes to the Marines coming home from active duty through our, we call it Shoes for Semper Fi, you would go to that page and you just click the button that says donate, and it just goes right on your credit card and you get a receipt and it's tax deductible. If you want to donate to the homeless girl, you donate straight through there. The money is all done through PayPal, so it's all secure, it's all safe. You know, we are completely transparent. Everything is on the site, all of our financials and everything, so that there's no mystery behind it. We guarantee that the money is going to go to these people. And you make the donation, it goes right to them.
Wow. So the name of your website is crowditforward.com?
Yes, crowditforward.com. It's just crowd, like in, you know, there's the crowd of people.
Right.
And then it forward, like pay it forward. So it's crowditforward.com.
Well, I think this is a fascinating idea. What else do you do as far as when you're not promoting crowditforward.com?
Well, you know, I'm something of a crowdfunding expert, and I'm interviewed around the country pretty much every day. I've been in the New York Daily News and in all kinds of publications, and I'm always on the radio and TV because this concept of crowdfunding is taking, you know, having people donate small amounts of money, you know, in large numbers of people to be able to help other people out. We have another website called ClickStartMe. It's clickstartme.com, which allows people to put up their own crowdfunding projects for their own needs. For example, if someone wanted to start a business and they needed to raise money, or someone had a product that they were trying to take to the market and they needed money to do that, or if they needed money for any individual needs, they can come on ClickStart and start their own project to raise money for themselves, as opposed to crowd it forward where our staff is going out and finding these random acts of kindness type people that we want to help. ClickStartMe is a place where anybody can come to the site, put up a project, raise money for any need that they have, and do it through the crowdfunding model that we have on our site.
So crowdfunding really is helping, I think, a lot of businesses that can't get funding through traditional sources like our banks.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. I mean, back in about 2007, by trade, I'm a lawyer. Don't hold that against me.
Oh, a lawyer.
Yeah, don't hold that against me. I mean, you know, they always say that old adage, you know, how can you tell if a lawyer's lying? See if his lips are moving? Well, that's not the case. I'm a lawyer by trade, and I have, you know, pretty much retired my law practice and now devote my time to doing these other businesses. But one of the things I've learned back years and years ago as a lawyer is it's impossible to get financing for any business through banks, and impossible to get the traditional sources of lending that were out there that people used to use. So now crowdfunding, this ability to say, hey, I'm going to go out to the masses, I'm going to go out to the crowd and have them help me with my business product or help me with my needs financially, it's an incredible thing. It's actually a $2.7 billion industry as of this last year. It's amazing the amount of money that has shifted over into the crowdfunding world from the traditional world of banking and lending. So it's the new hip thing. It's not going away. It's an incredible opportunity for people that use it the right way. And, you know, I'm glad to just be a part of it and being able to spread the word about it to the masses through these interviews.
Absolutely. Well, so that's clickstartme.com. That's one side of it. And now your new website, crowditforward.com. And people can contribute to the two causes up there, but they can also alert you to others for you to investigate.
Absolutely. We get emails, and even though we've only been up for a couple of weeks, we've already received several emails from people with great suggestions about new projects, new people that deserve to be the recipient of one of our random acts of crowdfunding. So, you know, have your listeners check it out and spread the word, and you know, we appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Absolutely. Well, Kendall, thanks so much for being on today. We'll be sure to be talking about this, and I'll be checking that website out because I'm always looking for the good stories.
Thank you very much for having me, Ann, and you have a great day.
All right, you too. Well, there you go. We just talked to Kendall with crowditforward.com. I think it's a great concept, and, of course, clickstartme.com is another website that he has that does crowdfunding for businesses and financial needs, so check those out.